Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Good evening, and in some outposts, good morning. Welcome aboard to Calling All Sports here across the country and around the world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell along the way. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez as we talk the world of sports, the first show in the new year. So happy new year one final time, and again to all our service men and women across the globe at outposts across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll take you right to the top of the next hour. You know, we promised when we came on the air there would be chaos, and there always is in the NFL, but not the chaos that we signed up for unfolded last night in Cincinnati, Ohio at Paycor Stadium. We will look back and look ahead, and the NFL, the ripple effect, and right down to the TV rights. Great piece today about the television rights of the National Football League and how last night serves as a cautionary tale as to where Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones and all the David Tepper and, of course, the Mara family and Woody Johnson in New York and everyone, Stephen Ross in Miami, all the high-powered owners of the National Football League last night is a big, big cause for pause when it comes to TV, and we're going to tell you about that coming up as well. We'll go to the common man, as I'd like to say, our man in New England, Fred Smith, will join us. We'll look at the ripple effect, and it is far and wide-ranging, the ripple effect of the postponement of last night's game, when it'll be made up, and it will rival the NFL back when we had 9/11 in 2001. Ultimately, the Super Bowl took place in New Orleans amid tanks outside the New Orleans Superdome. I remember it well. Of course, that was the Patriots' win over the Rams. You remember it as well, as it really did draw our country together. So that's where we get started on this Tuesday into a Wednesday edition. It's Calling All Sports. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Lots to get to, and we'll do a couple of interesting things came in the mail, especially for a guy down in Georgia. Wait till you hear this story at the end of the program. Keep it right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Calling All Sports. Welcome aboard. Special shout out and a happy new year and a happy birthday to Randy Byrne at Vanguard Utility Partners. I won't give you his age because I don't know. He never told me. But Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, happy birthday. Yesterday, but we weren't on the air yesterday. It was a holiday. All right, the NFL, the ripple effect of Damar Hamlin. His cardiac arrest last night, the ripple effect. We promise chaos. The NFL always serves up chaos in December and January come postseason time. Let's get him in here. Our man, the common fan, Big Red Fred. He chimes in from New England, and there's a ripple effect there as well. Of course, it's so far-reaching, Fred, but let's get your immediate reaction. And how about the ripple effect of this incident last night as it pertains to the NFL final regular season week, Saturday and Sunday, and then the start of the playoffs? What do you think?
Boy, first of all, everybody's heart goes out to Damar Hamlin's family, and good thing for the immediate response by the first responders there. That's what saved his life. If Joe Q Public had that, you got to go through 911 and wait for the arrival, but they were immediate on scene. They administered everything and started CPR, and they got him to the hospital within that golden hour. As anybody knows with EMS and stuff, you got that golden hour to get him to a trauma center. So, yeah, certainly was everybody was riveted by it and couldn't believe their eyes and stuff. So, yeah, it's a tragic thing, but I guess these things kind of happened before. They're not very frequent, but yeah, it certainly has put the wheels into motion on how things are going to take shape here. You hear dozens of different scenarios, and everybody's pretty mum right now till they get a word on the condition of Damar. So once we hear that, then you'll probably see things kick into place. And just sure puts things in perspective. It's a game, and that's a risk they take, but boy, when you're watching it or around it, it sure hits home.
No doubt. Fred, you brought up a good point. I'm just going to share some of my notes. I talked about the chaos of Week 18, and now what do we do with the final regular season week? When are they going to play this game? How is it going to impact New England, the Jets, Miami, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City because of the one seed?
Titans and Jacksonville are going to play Saturday night. They're free and clear because that's a divisional championship game. So they're really in the clear, but ultimately it'll come down to seeding there as well. They'll be locked into the four seed. But here's where I want to go with you. And you made a great point today, a great point. And that is the similar incident, although it wasn't a cardiac episode, when the Patriots beat Detroit 29-0 back in Foxborough earlier this year. And you brought that up, and I thought about that for a moment, and you were 1,000% correct. Kind of convey how you drew and were analogous to that situation. And, you know, again, the other note I made was social media hit a new low last night. Man, people were vicious. They were nice. They raised some $4 million for his charity and giving kids Christmas gifts that weren't going to get them and blah, blah, blah. But, man, there was a side of social media that was just flat-out ugly. But let's go to that Detroit-New England game.
Yeah, that was back. That was one of the zappy games that he played for Mac Jones. It was against the Lions, and this cornerback, Savion Smith, he was involved in a play on the sidelines. And the next thing you know, they're everybody's running over there. They're bringing the backboards out. They brought the ambulance out. There was a huge delay in the game. You know, the stadium was hush-hush. And, you know, what's going on? And so they got him loaded up. Took a while to package him up, get him in the ambulance. And they were waiting for his mother to come down out of the stands to get her in the ambulance and take her to the hospital with him. Everybody was like, man, oh, man. You know, when's the last time we have seen this? But they got him to the hospital. That had a good outcome for him. He actually made the plane home to Detroit with the team, but he was paralyzed for not very long, but he couldn't feel his arm, his legs, he couldn't speak, blah, blah, blah. It looked a lot worse than what it was. So, you know, that's why these medical people train for these things, and that was a perfect example. And then, you know, then this thing was dropped on us last night and was like, wow. Just a big shout out to anybody in the EMS field and first responders. They do such great work, and time is of the essence. So that's what keeping DeMar going here. They got him there quickly, and things will work out, but we don't kind of know how yet. So
well, and the other thing is the quick response to Savion Smith was important because they got him on the board. They ended up doing some surgery and fused his neck. He's talking about coming back to play football, but, you know, we'll see about that. But the way they responded, very similar to last night, even though it wasn't a CPR situation like we saw last night. If they didn't do it properly, if they didn't execute the recovery or getting him on the board, getting him in the ambulance, getting him to the hospital, it could have been a whole lot worse. All right, Fred, so let's get to this, though. If you're the NFL, what do you do here? What do you do with this game? We talk about the ripple effect. You know, I already mentioned Kansas City and the Raiders. Kansas City's affected because of, you know, the one seed being at stake. I go down the line. Ravens-Bengals, 1 o'clock East on Sunday, impacted. Jets-Dolphins. Patriots, Bills, another noon game. Browns, Steelers, affected because the Steelers, I think, are mathematically still alive. Chargers, Broncos, not so much, but could have some seeding impact. And then, of course, then we got the Lions, Packers, Cowboys, Commanders. That game won't matter, Cowboys, Commanders, but Lions, Packers. But you can see the ripple effect here. Fred, they may not get this solved for a few days. This might be another 72 hours before they get this figured out.
Yeah, it boggles the mind on the possible scenarios. You're not going to please everybody. Somebody's going to get the short end of the stick, whatever they come up with. But, you know, it's extenuating circumstances. Somebody was saying on a radio out here, back in 82 with the players' strike, they threw all out. They threw all the divisional leaders out and went to an extended playoff form. I mean, that's an option. They were talking somebody on Bills out in Buffalo. Bills are going to forfeit the last two games, and wherever they get seated, they get seated. Then it was talk New England's going to go to Pittsburgh and have a play-in game, which could be. There's just dozens of different scenarios on what could happen. And, you know, I mean, people are talking about, well, some of these players have incentives in their contracts, and some of them are maybe close to their incentives. Are the team going to give it to them? Or, you know, there's way too many moving parts involved. But, you know, we're talking about a human being here. I think he's got a good chance to pull through and carry on a normal life. That's my own gut. What they're saying is, you know, all his vital signs are good on a ventilator, and they're monitoring him. He's getting the best care. This is standard care from what all the doctors I've seen on what they're doing there. So they'll wake him up at some point and see where it goes. But, yeah, the NFL's kind of got their hands full here, and certainly something nobody thought would happen. But, you know, it does. It's life. Out of something bad comes something good. So, you know, we're praying for him. I didn't realize the Buffalo Bills had a team chaplain that travels with them. Not every team has a chaplain. I think that's a wonderful resource for the players in a situation like this. That's what you think of, prayers for the family, prayers for the player, and certainly having a chaplain on can ease some of your mind at that time. So,
all right, listen, we got to get to break. Hang in, because we got to talk about the five-minute warm-up, which the NFL denied. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar there. And then the NFL TV contract. Keep it here. The common man, the common fan. He's Fred Smith, checking in from New England. We got a lot to get to. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast and around the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, time on the World of Sports here. Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Broadcast, calling all sports, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. See my buddy out there, Bart, texting me today. Harbaugh to the Panthers, I don't see that. David Tepper, the owner, talked to him. Let's not get crazy, but who knows, who knows. Anyways, the common man, the common fan. He's Big Red Fred, he's back with us. Fred, you got to look at it this way. Boy, do I have new appreciation for ESPN, and I'll get to that in a moment. But Joe Burrow picked up the ball last night and started warming up. I do believe, and look, it's not a big deal. Troy Vincent, head of the NFL Players Association, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this, but they clearly took a measure to get ready to see if they were going to resume play. I don't know why they have to deny that. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I'm not even going to get you to respond to that. But I just want that out there because, you know, Burrow was warming up, and I don't think it was insensitive. It might even have been a nervous thing, you know, like, hey, you know, he was shaking. Some people handle nervousness all sorts of different ways. But someone nodded to him, and he said, yeah, put on the – I don't know if he even put on his helmet, but he started to warm up. It's not a big deal. And so I'm going to leave it at that. But I have great appreciation for ESPN, and I think the NFL, Fred, hear me out on this, has to really pay attention to their TV contract. Can you imagine if last night's game had been an Amazon Prime Thursday night game or spin the calendar ahead to next year and when it's a YouTube game? Those two internet companies do not have newsrooms and reporting in SportsCenter and the ABC, ESPN, Disney connection. How lucky were we last night? How lucky and fortunate was America and the NFL and sports fans and the general public worldwide at large staying informed with the news updates because ESPN has studio shows. They have a backroom newsroom. They have an affiliation with ABC News in under the Disney umbrella. You know, the NFL has to look at this, you know, if this ever happens again. It's nice to take Amazon Prime's money. It's nice to take YouTube's money. I think you got to look at the total package that these networks bring. Had CBS been doing the game, they've got a news department. NBC, they've got a news department. I think that's a very, very interesting scenario that spilled out last night, not only across the country, but around the world, Fred. What do you think?
Well, everything Joe Buck was saying was coming out of the control room, and there was times when, you know, they were playing football gear ads or there. They didn't want to throw anything out there that would, like, you know, jeopardize them or put any ill information out. So they were running a bunch of commercials. So the control room was telling Buck what to say, but I guess that was somebody overheard that five-minute get-ready call down somewhere in the vicinity of where the people were passing the phone around, the woman from the league and the coaches and stuff. And somehow Buck let that out. But the big thing on the radio up here, they weren't forcing the players to get ready to play. The players said, look, we can't finish this game. And we're not taking any direction from the league on. We're not playing this game today. So they pretty much had a say in it. They told them they weren't playing, and that's what happened. Traditionally, these games go into long delays, and they finish playing a game, whether it's a hockey injury, a baseball injury, football. Traditionally, they don't cancel these games. The show must go on. But, you know, last night was a different situation. And from what I was hearing today, they're going to – give the players more say in how they want to handle this on both teams. Do they want to play the game or give them some input, you know, was what I was hearing. But it's certainly uncharted waters. And, there's a lot of tie-ins here in the next week. It's never a good time for something like this, but, you know, late in the season, everything is predicated on the calendar and that got to fall into place.
Okay, so, but my question, and that was good, but here's my question, though. Did they go over the top with the TV coverage? I was grateful for Lisa Salters, who I thought was fine. In fact, she was excellent. I thought Scott Van Pelt and Ryan Clark did a good job. But there was criticism today on social media saying they treated it like a head of state, like a president, you know, had been shot or something like that. And that's where I thought the social media went to an all-time low today. I thought they did a great job. I did. I wanted the information. I'm just, you know, I'm John Q. Public and Marty Terrell sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, down on Walnut Street, and I want to know what's going on. I thought they did a phenomenal job. And what I thought was, if Amazon or YouTube's doing a game, we're not getting anything. And I felt for Buck and Aikman. Their hands were tied. They didn't know anything. They didn't want to speculate. They were in an untenable position. Van Pelt, meantime, back in Washington, D.C., at the ESPN headquarters there in the nation's capital. They have Bristol, they have LA, they've got, you know, they have outposts around the country. He had time to get people lined up, to get guests, to get reporters deployed. But some people, Fred, and you broached this subject today when we had our production meeting, you said to me, man, they might have gone over the top a little bit. And I don't want to set you up for anything, but I mean, that there are people that thought they went too far with the coverage. What do you think?
It would have been nice if they could have blocked them out where they take these players in the tent there. No one can see. They should have put something over there where kept the privacy of that player. They did try to create a shield around them. But human nature, people are gawking. People are looking. It's just that's human nature. But, you know, people have cardiac events every day in this country. This particular player, this guy, DeMar, had it on a football field. A lot of these people don't have that medical care, and you know, these outcomes aren't that good to Joe Q. Public. But you know, these things happen every day in America. It just so happened that it happened on a huge stage for all the world to see. But it's a cardiac event. These things, you know, they do have successful outcomes. We're just praying for them. That's all we can do. I agree. Don't be showing all the graphic stuff. I think they showed it once, and then they really weren't, you know, honing in on it.
Which I think was right. Again, we're talking to Fred Smith. He's out in New England. All right, let's. I want to be firmly on record. I appreciated the news coverage when they morphed into, you know, play from play by play to the game at hand when the game was suspended and then postponed. I was grateful. I stayed up into the wee hours of the morning, and I'm feeling it today. Trust me. I appreciated the news coverage, and I thought it went fine. But I see the other side, social media, just blowing up. All right, so do they take a page out of 2001 and 9/11? They had the 2 weeks prior to it, New Orleans. It was the first time in 2001 that a Super Bowl went from January. It was supposed to be played in 2001 on January 27th. They moved it to February 3rd or 4th, I think. You know, short month, February, or that wouldn't have any effect on it. I think it was February 3rd or 4th down in New Orleans. So they closed the two-week, the fortnight gap. The two-week gap was closed to just a week. I mean, that's simple. They've got a break. They can extend the regular season one more week, play that standalone game between Buffalo and Cincinnati. Is that the answer? And just then picking up where 2001, 9/11 left off? Or do you think Cincinnati and Buffalo just don't want to play unless it evolves naturally in the AFC Championship game?
Still too early to tell. It's still pretty raw. I think you'll see some movement once there's some information on DeMar's condition and go from there. It's still too early, but, you know, the clock's ticking. They're going to go ahead and play this Sunday's game and then make up that other one, like you said, could be at the week, the fortnight week or what. But there's other scenarios that can come into play, so I'm sure they got a plan in an effect. But, you know, these games are going to go forward. They're not going to stop playing, obviously. It's just a tragic incident, but we'll see how it shapes out. And, you know, you got to be sensitive to everybody involved, but it's something that's never really been done before. But
it's going to be interesting. As a Patriot fan, do you think Buffalo will come out raring to go at home on Sunday, win one for the player, that type of thing, if they even play Sunday? I don't even know that they are. I mean, you just said they might forfeit and say, you know what, we'll take our seed and we'll run with it. It's going to be interesting. But if they do play, I'd be interested real quick, got about a minute left. What do you think? Do you think they'll come out raring to go, or do you think Buffalo could come out flat?
That's a goal. Now, they could come out flat, but they could, you know, they could come out in the next few days here. It breaks for the better, and they could be re-energized, and this could be a tribute game. Patriots are going to go about their normal thing. They got the tomorrow, Wednesday, they'll have team meeting to look at video. They'll come out, they'll put the game plan out, they'll practice and get prepared, and, you know, it's out of their hands, but, you know, they'll be ready to go, I'm sure. You know, it'd be interesting to see. You know, they could take 2 weeks and forfeit those games. You don't know what the mindset of the players in Buffalo are right now.
Well, I tell you what,
Nobody's really said much on any of the teams. I see Vrabel was on and that, but the Patriots didn't have anything to say today in regards to that. In regards to Patriots' last game, they were still pretty vanilla. They didn't really do much. Their total yards were terrible. I mean, they squeaked that one out, 250 to 331.
Hey, we're out of time. Yep, we're out of time. Great job, Fred, as always. We appreciate it. We come back. We got some stuff in the mailbag, including some guy down in Georgia. Wait till you hear that. But we'll look at some college hoops. We're going to talk some sports. We'll look at streaming, what you'll be streaming about, watching sports and listening to sports tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. It's Calling All Sports segment, or hour. Take you up to the top of the next hour. We got a lot to get to. We're going to look at Week 18 and all the chaos that is ensuing. And again, will they? I think they're going to take a page. This is just my opinion. I'll flag it as such. They're going to take the 2001 9/11 model. They're going to scrap that 2 weeks between the Super Bowl. This is my opinion again. And I think they're just going to bump it a week. And I think, and I thought Fred made a good point. DeMar Hamlin comes out of this, hopefully, prayers, thoughts, all that stuff. And that's the real deal. If he comes out of this, they'll play the Patriots. I think they'll play an inspired football game. Look, if you want to get to the real world Patriot fans listening or saying, wow, what kind of Buffalo team could show up at home? Look, if DeMar Hamlin stabilizes in the next 72 to 96, if you get to the 72-hour, 96-hour window I read today, if he is still unconscious 72 to 96 hours, it is trouble. It is very, very troublesome. So we're going to just keep watching the hands of time tick here. Again, the television coverage, the NFL, I thought, caught a break, having ESPN and the ABC backup news support. Again, if this was an Amazon Prime game or YouTube, you know, YouTube will come on board next year with DirecTV Sunday Ticket. It'd be a disaster. They don't have a newsroom. So I bet you that's going to be discussed. I don't think there's any question. All right, college hoops, I want to run through it, and then I want to get Dominic, our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez, in here, because he made a great point, and I want to have him follow up on it. Kansas, Texas Tech tonight, K-State, Texas, in the Big 12. You got some good games in the SEC, in the Big 10, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, 14th ranked in the country. Alabama hosting Ole Miss, LSU, Kentucky tonight. Iowa State, my backyard, big win on Saturday, 77-62 over Baylor. We want to get Coach T.J. Otzelberger on. He's doing a great job. Look at the next four for Iowa State. At Oklahoma tomorrow night, then they got TCU on Saturday. Horned Frogs, of course, riding the rollicking football roll to the national title game. Jamie Dixon's doing a great job with the Horned Frogs. They're at 17th ranked in the country. Texas Tech next Tuesday in Ames, and then a week from Saturday on the 14th at Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk at Allen Fieldhouse. So there you go. All right, Dom, you made a great point. The incident last night, 71 out of Donovan Mitchell, Cleveland, and Clay had 54 for the W's. In a double overtime game, do I have that right?
Yep, double overtime.
Did you ever think 125 points in basketball out of two individuals could get overshadowed? Last night was that night. Was it not?
It 100% was, and I mean, removing the potential tragedy that is that would happen to Hamlin is the Warriors that game, Clay scored 50 points, but the buzz was double overtime Kevon Looney with the buzzer beater. So in addition to the cardiac event happening, kind of overshadowing 120 points, Looney's buzzer beater overshadowed the 50 points from Clay. So it was weird because, you go on Twitter to see, oh, hey, what's going on in the world of sports. Nobody was talking about Donovan Mitchell's 71, which I think is a top 10 all-time scoring, single game scoring game output performance. So it's unfortunate that the talk was something that is tragic and has the potential to be even a greater tragedy than it already is, but it's truly stunning how it doesn't matter. The 70, it doesn't matter. The 50 from Clay, it doesn't matter, because it's such a bigger event than what happened with the Bills, and it was on national television, like you mentioned a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. I was listening this morning, 71 out of Donovan Mitchell. I was impressed until I realized that Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 back in 62, March of 62, but Wilt Chamberlain also scored more than 70 or more six times in his career, for crying out loud. So here's where I want to go with you. Do you remember the soccer guy that had the cardiac arrest? He survived. They continued to play. There was no criticism. I mean, there's some, but not a lot.
So, I just want to get a quick opinion. Was there an overreaction that some on social media threw out there last night? Any hint of overreaction, do you think?
Absolutely. For starters, the soccer player you're referencing was Christian Eriksen last summer at, or gosh, it's 2023. It's not last summer. Summer of 2021 at the Euros, playing for Denmark. He had a heart attack, cardiac event on the pitch in the middle of the game. They were able to revive him with a defibrillator. He went on to play for Denmark at the World Cup. He went. He's with Manchester United now, back playing healthy. That game, it did go on, which was stunning given the similarities in appearance of his teammates, both Eriksen's teammates at with Denmark at the time, and the Bills on the sidelines and in the huddle that they, the prayer circle they had. So the similarities in the look of the teammates, I don't know if it was necessarily an overreaction. I think it was possibly an underreaction with Eriksen and the game being forced to continue. I know it's a big tournament. It was the Euros to decide which team was the best in Europe that year. It had already been delayed a year because of COVID the year prior. But at the same time, America doesn't have that soccer passion yet. So
they don't.
There probably
was, right.
Yeah, there probably was the right amount of vitriol and outrage and shock that the game went on, but you weren't seeing it here in America because there weren't millions upon millions of people watching it in America at that given moment.
You're exactly right, and it's interesting because I'll make the point, and thank you very much for that, Dominic. I appreciate it. Folks, I'll make the point right now. The way this thing gets evaluated, the whole DeMar Hamlin situation, there's an analysis and an opinion formed on the immediacy of it. And now the next 72 to 96 hours, there'll be another evaluation and how the league, you know, and how the teams respond to scheduling as how it impacts the playoffs and potentially a Super Bowl run. There'll be an evaluation for that. This is the world we live in. And then there's going to be the aftermath of this. When it's all said and done, when this, you know, the season closes and we get a chance to step back and just watch how everything unfolded. To me, there are three tiers of analysis. It'll be unbelievable to watch this unfold. It just it gives us such a huge slice of our mindset, how we evaluate things that, you know, shock us, things that make us think, things that make us cry, things that make us, you know, offer our prayers and, you know, good thoughts. We hear this. Often it sounds like a throwaway line. To see the ashen and pale faces of athletes, of football players, no longer adorning their helmets, and, you know, to be really born before the whole world last night, standing there under the glare of the ESPN national television audience. The reporting of Lisa Salters, Ryan Clark, Scott Van Pelt, the local affiliate, the Fox reporter in Cincinnati, the ABC News reporter. There are people out there that thought it went too far. While I don't agree with that, I can see, because it did cross my mind. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When I was watching it on the laptop last night and they were posting the timeline, 8:55, 9:18. 9:55, and then getting into, well, how did they, what did Troy Vincent say? They were passing around the cell phone. I thought, everyone's thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin, yet the whole social media spectrum out there isn't thinking, they're not praying, they're in full-blown analysis mode. And that's it. I finally had the moment to think, that's our world today. We opine on events, on how they're covered, on how they're how information is disseminated. We go absence of information, a wise man once said. When a human mind does not have information, it automatically goes negative. That truism was born out in stone cold harsh reality last night. Social media went to a low that I could never fathom. And you know what? It's temporary. It's temporary because something's going to happen, more likely sooner than later, that's going to take the elevator of social media even more subterranean. That's what's going on in our world, folks. That's what's going on. And that's what struck me last night. We don't report events. We analyze them and we criticize. And then, you know what the interesting dichotomy and the interesting juxtaposition is? All the while that people are trashing, I mean utterly trashing, with vitriol, amounts and levels of vitriol that were stunning, there were record donations topping four, probably soon to reach $5, $6, $7 million for DeMar Hamlin's charity for kids who didn't get toys at Christmas time. Which is it, folks? Who are we? Are we the vitriol? Are we absence of information, automatically negative and terrible and motivated by Satan? Not willing to turn on the light of life? Or are we good? And that really the vitriol and the nastiness is just a way for us to de-stress, a way for us to, I don't know, live vicariously in some other way other than our true, genuine human spirit to be good. That played out last night. There was nastiness, and then there was utter goodness where people were donating. I wonder if there was some of both. Some of the same. Some of the people who donated may have been on social media. Who knows? Nothing would shock me. Nothing shocks me. Nothing shocks anybody anymore, right, folks? I mean, if we're truly honest, I say it goes back to OJ. When the OJ situation went down and the verdict came out, since that time in 94, and I think it was, what, 95 or 96 or 95 before he finally was exonerated, and that's what the record shows, exoneration, I think that's where we lost our ability to be shocked. And since then, we've seen 9/11. We see countless tragedies. We've seen tsunamis. We've seen just utter destruction. We see mass murders. We see killings. Chicago has upwards of double-digit killings every week. The shock value is gone in our country. I don't know how I got off on this mantra, folks, but boy, did it hit me over the head last night. And I thought, you know what? That's what we get paid to do, give our opinion. And that's my opinion. Man, are we broken, and were we broken last night in so many ways, divided by, and you know, it's really a snapshot of the way we be. We, you know, we find God, we're good. If we live in darkness, we find bad. Amazing. Dominic, I thank you. That was a great contribution. I appreciate you. You're an outstanding producer. Thanks to Fred. I'm going to come back with some closing thoughts. Inside the mailbag, including a guy down in Georgia, St. Simon's Island, Georgia. Interesting piece coming out of the holidays. I'm Artie Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. We are on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network worldwide. And a special thanks to Randy Byrne at Vanguard Utility Partners. Keep it right here.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again.
For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
All right, talking the world of sports here, let's go inside our mailbag here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. All right, so we've all heard of the golfer. Well, I shouldn't say all. Most people have heard of Scott Stallings, right? Scott Stallings, pretty decent golfer on the PGA Tour. And you would think a guy like Scott Stallings would live like Zach Johnson, the guy from Iowa, went to Drake University, 2007 Masters champion, lives down at St. Simons Island, Georgia. Well, anyways, there's a Scott Stallings that's in the same, I believe, subdivision of Zach Johnson, or close by at St. Simons Island, Georgia. Davis Love lives down there as well. Well, this Scott Stallings is a real estate agent. What does he do? New Year's Eve, he goes to his mailbox and immediately, probably amid some holiday credit card bills, he notices the green of Augusta on an envelope. He immediately sees the gold of Augusta, the yellow logo with the red flag sticking up out of the map of the United States, a caricature of the United States, an outline of the United States with the hole down near where Augusta, Georgia is located on the outline of the United States. We've all seen that logo, I'm sure. Yeah, he had a Masters invite in the mail. It was just the wrong Scott Stallings. Now, you got to, you know what? The Lords of Augusta, they can be a pretty stuffy lot. I hope Fred Ridley, the chairman extraordinaire, I hope he lets this Scott Stallings keep the invite. That's a nice piece of mail. I mean, it was delivered to him. It's federal property. Obviously, it was a mistake. And I think they should make him an honorary member for a day at Augusta. Bring him to the Masters Tournament coming up in April. Hey, listen, that's going to do it for the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez, our outstanding producer. Thanks to the common man, the common fan, Big Red Fred in Massachusetts. I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you, Darren Peck, and the whole crew. Enjoy your Tuesday into a Wednesday. Enjoy your college hoops, your NHL and NBA. We're back at it tomorrow during the day and tomorrow night. I'm Marty Terrell. Good night on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and American Forces Radio Network.